Have heard this online on I was going to say Eyewitness News, but you would have heard read it on Eyewitness News, IOL, and a couple of media platforms as well. A church youth leader allegedly posted pictures online of himself dressed in scantily clad women to entice 50 teenage boys to send him explicit photographs. So he's accused of, well, he posed as a beautiful, sexy young lady, whatever you want to call it, and then allegedly lured these young men, to send in photographs of themselves. Not just any photos of their body parts, nude photos of themselves. This whole thing's been uncovered. He is also well known, according to the newspapers, for being a photographer, a sports photographer, at various school sporting events as well. And this has left a lot of people astounded and absolutely shocked. I'm not sure, as a parent, you're probably saying to yourself, hold on, 50? How did about 50, between 30 and 50 young men actually send nude photographs of themselves to someone else? It could be happening in your household. But you're probably saying to yourself, I need to make sure that I check my kids' phones, iPads, etc. Now, this youth leader is alleged to be a leader at the Common Ground Church in Rondebosch, and I am joined by Ryan Timorhazen. Ryan Timorhazen is a co-leader and senior pastor at the Common Ground Church. Ryan, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Good morning, Kino. Thank you so much for having us come and speak to Cape Talk.
It is not an easy time for anybody, you know, experiencing this. Can you just, I mean, after having heard the news and obviously knowing this particular person who will not be mentioned until, you know, one can eventually do that, let's talk through what's been going through your mind, what people within your congregation have been talking about, the surrounding community, when this sort of news actually broke.
Yeah, Kino, it's absolutely devastating. These are the kinds of things that nightmares are made of for a church. We had one of the parents contact us with some strong allegations and a reasonable suspect. And we immediately went with them to the best of our country's police services, worked with the DPCI, known as the Hawks previously, and the Cyber Crimes Investigator for Homeland Security. And over 3 weeks, we had to build a substantial case to actually catch this guy. But as you can imagine, we absolutely devastated as a congregation. A number of families who've had this young man in their home say it feels like a divorce that's been brought on by someone cheating on you where you just didn't see it coming. And unfortunately, this guy, maybe just to clarify, didn't use photos of himself. He actually hacked other people's accounts and then sent very revealing photos in an enticing way to engage with young people and get photos out of them. And then he would blackmail them with the photos that they'd sent through, to the point where they would send further photos, more revealing photos. So absolutely devastating, the level of intent and evil that this young man went to.
Listen, first and foremost, Ryan, let me tell you, and we've seen other churches deal with issues of this nature and people have tried to cover it up. The fact that the Common Ground Church, yourselves, took those allegations seriously, worked with the Hawks to, you know, get enough information to take this to court, I would imagine. You know, the fact that you've done that is to be commended. And how closely did this particular leader work with young men and women?
Yeah, so he was a youth leader in one of our 9 congregations in the city. And he was, like as you said just earlier, he was on the sports fields of many of the reputable schools here in the southern suburbs as a sports photographer. He was on the beaches of our city as a surf photographer. And I think that's our main reason for wanting to really move forward with this. One, we don't feel like it's our responsibility to defend the reputation of the church. We leave that to God. But it's also our responsibility to make sure that any youth that are not in our care are aware of the situation, aware if this has happened to them, they're not alone. And we're building a case to put a truly evil perpetrator behind bars, hopefully for as long as the law will allow.
Yeah.
We hope to see the full weight of the law come down on this situation, with the accused perpetrator. So he was working very closely with youth as far as a mentor in youth programs, even on some surf camps and things like that. We never allow anybody to work on their own, so it was always in a team. But like I say, this guy's gone to great lengths to behind closed doors, live out his evil intent. And unfortunately, and this is what breaks our hearts as leaders, and even as the parents we've worked with, none of us saw this and none of us were aware of this, other things happening behind closed doors. Absolutely tragic.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think anybody should blame themselves, simply because if one just looks at these type of things happening across the globe, it's the people who seem the nicest. It's the people who sometimes look as if they're the most trustworthy. And I think the one thing it teaches all of us, quite frankly, as parents, is that you can never be too relaxed, especially when it comes to the digital space within which your children actually play. But Ryan, is it true that some of the affected boys actually came back to this youth leader to ask him for advice when they were, because I'm double checking, we've seen the media say that he dressed himself, he dressed himself as if he was a girl. That's not accurate, so you've clarified that for us. Thank you. Some of the media also reporting that some of these victims actually came to him to ask for advice. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so Kino, just to state how devastating it is, this young man is part of our child protection policy kind of rollout across. He has himself trained and taken people through the child protection policy awareness. Over 70 youth leaders he has trained personally, and yet what he was doing is, as young men were coming to him for counsel, they were too scared to share with their parents that they had kind of exchanged revealing photos of themselves with this so-called young girl online. They would come to their youth leader and he would say to them, this is a devastating situation, but what do you do? I think you should send more photos and hope it goes away. And I mean, that just shows something of the evil intent that's obviously opposite to our child protection policy. So that is one of the kind of things that will come against him in court, is the fact that he did not follow that and did not report that to his superior. And we unfortunately have a few circumstances where that was the case.
Oh, my word. Well, Ryan, it's not an easy time to talk, but you've done, and I know you don't want to be patted on the back, but we can only look after our children if we act as a village and look after them. So thank you to you and the Common Ground Church for doing that, and we'll certainly keep our eye on this particular story as it develops.
Yeah. Thank you, Kino. And if we can, we've got a helpline on the Common Ground Church website, and Warrant Officer Rowan Andrews at the SAPS is the officer dealing with this case. If anyone's got any further information, we'd love to walk a counselling road with them. We'd love to see them come forward to be a part of the case.
Indeed.
Thank you for your time.
No, thank you very much. That is Ryan Timorshazen, who is a co-leader and senior pastor at the Common Ground Church, where this other young pastor who's now, well, this is where he was preying, as in EY, on young men.